Welcome to Inner Circle, the premier softball podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric Lopez and Victor Anderson.
And welcome to another edition of In the Circle. Eric Lopez alongside Victor Anderson. And Vic, we're going to the Midwest on this edition.
Yes, sir.
Really excited about this. We're going to be joined by Minnesota's head coach, Jessica Allister, as the Gophers, the Minnesota program that's really at the top of the Big Ten, a program that's really been on the cutting edge there.
Yes.
We're going to have her on. We're going to talk about the Gophers' 2017 season. A team that's young, only has three seniors, but a lot of experience because of a lot of playing time. And, of course, one of the best pitchers in the country, Sarah Groenewogen.
Yeah, I got the chance to see her, my first time seeing her a few years ago when she was a sophomore, when they were playing at Claremont versus UCF on that Sunday afternoon game. So it was really my first chance to see that program in action. And I'm really interested to see what Coach Allister will say about her team for this year. And how they going to be competing with Michigan. Because a lot of people think this could be the year Minnesota can knock out Michigan in the Big Ten.
Well, they're certainly going to be the top two teams. We'll talk about the Big Ten. That's more than a two-team league, though. We'll ask her about that and a bunch of other interesting topics. But before we get to Coach Allister, Vic, tell the audience where they can find
us. As always, follow us on Twitter, InTheCircleSB. Follow our blog, InTheCircleBlog.wordpress.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Podomatic and iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook as well, In the Circle SB, and send us an email, InTheCircleSB@gmail.com.
It's a Minnesota program that Coach Allister has risen to among the top 25 programs in the country. They hosted a regional a couple of years ago. They've been to a super regional, but they want more. They've got a stacked team this year as they continue to build this break program at Minnesota. And, of course, they're led by one of the top coaches in the country, and I speak of Jessica Allister, who joins us now. The 2017 softball season is just around the corner, and, of course, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, of course, the Big Ten tournament champions from last year, and they're led by their head coach, Jessica Allister, and she joins us now. And, Coach, just another season here around the corner. How you feeling?
We're excited. You know, we're getting after it in practice right now, spending time on the details and all the little pieces that are going to be important coming forward, but our team's excited to get out on the field and play somebody else.
Yeah, no question about it. You've only got like three seniors on the roster, but yet you've got a lot of experience of players that have played in big games, kind of the mixture. How is the leadership and the chemistry coming along? Because you also have some new faces.
Absolutely, yeah. The team chemistry has been tremendous this season. We've got a really good mix, like you said, of returners with a ton of experience. And then newcomers who have brought just a great energy about them to the program. So really enjoy showing up at practice every day and the way that our team's working together. We got a great group of young women. Our leadership's been tremendous. You know, we have a small number of seniors and three, but a really, really good group when you talk about Sarah Groenewogen, Tori Fanukin, and Sam Mackin. So you have three players who have been incredibly successful individually in their careers and a part of some great teams that know what it takes to reach the goals that we want to reach and are teaching the young ones every day.
Of course, Sarah gets a lot of the attention on your program with all the accomplishments she's done, on not only in the Big Ten and in college softball, but internationally. What makes her so special? What makes her so unique?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One, you know, we're really proud of Sarah, and she's a pleasure to coach. She's a hard worker. She's a great teammate. She's a great competitor. I think the thing that sets her apart really is her competitive fearlessness. You know, she loves the big game. She loves the big pitch. She loves the big at bat. You know, she relishes those moments. And instead of kind of shrinking in the big moments, you know, she gets after it and she believes she can do it. So, you know, I think she's unique in that she is a great hitter and a great pitcher. I don't think that happens all that often anymore. So I think there's that aspect of it, as well. But I think the biggest piece is just that she believes that she can beat anybody in the country, and she goes for it.
And I remember when you guys were in Claremont playing in the tournament, and I was talking to your director of ops, and she talked about how Sarah Moulton was a big help to Sarah and kind of helped her show her the ropes, if you will. Who's kind of the rest of the staff? Is Sarah kind of that leader on the pitching staff, showing everybody else kind of where to go and what the future holds?
Well, absolutely. I think you don't have the successes that Sarah has had without helping other people out and teaching them along the way, you know. But Tori Fanukin also is a tremendous asset in that. So, you know, she's been through the ringer of a tough SEC schedule and kind of the ups and downs of careers and, you know, hitting her stride right about now. So I think between the two of them, the amount of experience that they have to pass on to our younger pitchers, you know, that's a great asset for our younger pitchers. We got three young pitchers who, freshmen to be exact, who are doing a great job too and soaking in everything that Tori and Sarah have to say. So it's a really good dynamic right now.
And you mentioned Tori, for those that may not know, of course, she comes over from Missouri, has pitched in big games, has pitched in postseason. That's huge to go that 1-2 punch because now in today's college softball, Coach, it takes more than one pitcher to advance deep into postseason and to get to Oklahoma City. And, is this maybe one of the deepest staffs you've had since you've been there in Minnesota?
Oh, it's absolutely the deepest staff we've had. We have five pitchers that I'm comfortable throwing into any situation. Between Sarah and Tori and then our freshmen of Amber Fizer, Kendall Judge, and Carly Grant, we've got a lot of different looks, a lot of different options, and five very, very good pitchers. So pitching is going to be a strength for us this year, and we are excited about that.
Of course, offensively, as you mentioned, of course, Sam Mackin's one of your senior leaders. What does she bring to the table?
Mackin's just competitive. You know, she digs in the box, and no matter what it looks like on that given day, she's going to compete as hard as she possibly can. You know, she's come up with some huge hits for us in the postseason play, both in Big Ten tournament championship games and regional championship games and just, you know, other big moments. Sam has shined in those moments and relished the challenge of those moments. So I think her biggest thing is she's tough as nails, and she's just gritty in the box. So she's able to handle a lot of different pitchers. You know, she can play a little bit of the speed game. She can hit the ball with power. She's a well-rounded hitter. But definitely her strength is her tenacity and her grittiness in the box.
Of the new faces in the offensively, who's a couple of names to kind of look for and keep an eye on that you think will contribute big this year's team?
Yeah, so we've got a couple. You know, obviously with Mackin coming back, and then Maddie Houlihan was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year last year, and she's put together a tremendous tremendous winter so far. But as far as newcomers, we have seven newcomers and five of them hit. So I think you're going to see a couple of different people contribute at different times throughout the season. Two names that stand out to me, you know, Kendall Lindemann's a freshman for us out of Ankeny, Iowa, and she graduated as the career home run leader in Iowa high school history. And I think she broke the record in her junior year. So she's a tremendous power hitter. Just her BP sessions, she hits the ball harder and further than anyone I've ever coached or played with, I should say. So she's got great power potential, and we're excited to kind of see what she can do at this level. And then McKenna Partain, who is a middle infielder out of Banks, Oregon, she's putting together a great winter and fall for us as well. She has the ability to hit for power. She's really fast. She can play the short game. She hits for a high average. So between the two of them, I think we'll have some exciting new faces. And then also Kaylin Krieger, who is out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, is doing a great job for us right now, too, and getting a lot of hits. So we're excited about what that looks like offensively.
You look at, of course, I mean, you're getting so much better talent year in and year out. Talk about your facilities, because I'll never forget when you hosted the regionals a couple years ago and looked at your facilities. I'm like, wow. And I don't think people really that really don't follow the Big Ten or the Midwest that closely. I think they have this bad reputation. Well, the Midwest, how good can their facilities be? But you've got what really good facilities up there that you could host every year, and it may be one of the best in the country, and it's helping bring in recruits.
Oh, we have a beautiful softball stadium, Jane Sage Coles Stadium, which the Coles family, which is the Coles Cup from the MPF, they've been great supporters of softball on all levels, and our program in particular. So we have a beautiful stadium. We sell out lots of our conference games. You know, we've hit over capacity a number of times last year, and so we get great support. We have a beautiful game day atmosphere. We also have just wonderful facilities in general. So we're building right now our new Athletes Village, which is about $150 million project that is going to benefit all of the athletes here. You know, our commitment to athletics and commitment to women's athletics in general is up there with anyone in the country. So, yeah, our student athletes, they've got a great experience.
And that's huge, obviously, because When you arrived at Minnesota, people wondered how successful can a Minnesota softball be in the Big Ten with Michigan and so forth. And not only you've been successful, you've been Michigan's equal. You've been right there at the level. You played them last year. You won that Big Ten tournament title, which was one of the classic games that anybody have seen in recent memory. So you've proven yourself to take into that level. What's the key now to kind of maintain that? Is that the challenge now, is to maintain that level? Because now teams will target you now. Your teams are circling you now when they see Minnesota on the schedule.
Well, we don't think we've arrived yet. So it's not about maintaining for us. It's about continuing to chip away and find a way to be better. So, you know, we've had some successes, and we're proud of the successes that we've had over the past 6 years. But, you know, there's definitely goals that we haven't reached yet that we have set in our sights. So, yeah, it's definitely not about maintaining for us right now. It's about finding ways to get better. You know, I think the depth of our pitching staff is going to be a huge key. I think that we're going to have a really good defensive team this year, and we've added some speed. So, you know, our goals are higher than where we've gotten so far. Well, like I said, we're proud of what we've done. We definitely have bigger goals, and we're chipping away to try to find a way to get a little bit better every day.
One of my favorite players I enjoyed watching was a player you had a couple years ago, the All-American Caitlin Richardson. Saw her up close, not only play for you, but play in the NPF. Has one of the best swings I've ever seen. What was it like to coach her?
Katie was just tremendous to coach. And the thing that's great about her is she's a great teammate, she's a great student, she's a great person, she's a great softball player. And she just was committed to being the absolute best in all facets of the game, all of those facets as she could be. She put in more hours in the cages than any player that I've been around. There was a reason that she got to the level that she got to, and that's because she wasn't scared of hard work. And that kind of defined who she was as a person. You know, she was one of the first ball players who, early in the recruiting process, we got to believe that she could come to Minnesota and we could do something special. And she was a huge piece of the rebuilding of this program and made a lasting impact, not only in the results, in the games, but on what our practices looked like, on what our team looked like. And she just really gave her whole heart and soul to Minnesota softball. So we owe Katie a lot. She's actually coaching right now. She's a volunteer assistant down at Arizona State. She wants to stay in the game, and I hope she does, because she's going to be a great coach.
What advice would you give her as far as coaching now that she's going into it?
You better be ready to work really, really hard, because it's a lot of work, but it's the best job in the world. So there's nothing better than being in college athletics and helping young women attain their goals. So just love every second of it.
What drew you into getting into coaching in softball?
Well, I don't know that there's anything better. You know, so going into my junior year at Stanford, I wanted to work on Wall Street. I'm an econ major. You know, I love math. And I thought that in order for me to go and in my career be competitive, because I like to win and I like to compete always, that Wall Street was where I needed to go, because I could go out there and I could compete and I could win. And then I realized about my junior year that, you know, I wasn't going to leave the game, that I wanted to coach, that I loved being around college athletics. And right about then, I started changing my mindset, and here I am.
And certainly been successful. Was there any coaches you looked for as far as somebody you looked up to or seeked advice? Because I run into a lot of people that are looking for advice, especially young girls that are looking into getting to coaching after they're done playing. That's certainly one of the things they look for, is who they look up to. And you're one of those people, you and other coaches in the country.
Well, I was fortunate to play for John Rittman at Stanford, who I just can't say enough things about. I truly believe he is one of the best coaches in the country. Just a wonderful, wonderful human being who taught me everything that I know about softball. So playing for him was definitely formative in me becoming a coach. And then I also had the chance to work for Lou Harris Champer out at Georgia. That was my first job out of college, and I learned a ton from her, just about setting up practices and the intensity of practices, and how to be demanding, but at the same time loving and caring. And then went back and coached for John Rittman again, and saw a whole other side of him, and learned so much more from him. And then spent a year with Mike White at Oregon before coming out to Minnesota. So I had the opportunity to play under and coach for three tremendous head coaches who are all very different, and kind of learn different things along the way.
Speaking with Jessica Allister, Minnesota head coach. The Gophers get set to start their 2017 season February 10th in Austin, Texas, part of the tournament. And, Coach, another tough non-conference schedule. You open the season in Austin with a tournament there. You're playing the Texas and Maryland and Colorado State. Then you go to Raleigh for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. You're still going also to Fresno, California, and Baton Rouge for an LSU tournament. A lot of mileage there, but a lot of tough competition as well.
Well, we have to have a lot of mileage. We can't play softball up here quite yet. Which, you know, we don't mind. It's nice to get on the plane, go down to the warm country, play in the sunshine, come back, enjoy the beautiful winters. So we kind of get the best of both worlds there. But, yeah, it's a great schedule. We're really, really excited. It'll be our first trip down to Austin. We've heard wonderful things about the experience down there in the facilities. So we're excited to play some good teams down there. And then the Big Ten ACC Challenge has been a wonderful addition. So last year we were down at Florida State, this year at NC State. It's a great setup. It's a great environment. It's great competition. So we're excited about that. And then, like you said, going out to Fresno and then down to LSU. So we scheduled a tough schedule this year, and I'm excited to see how our team shapes throughout those competitions.
Of course, yeah, you play Notre Dame and NC State in Raleigh. You mentioned you have to play out on the road because of where you're located at this time of year in the Midwest. The weather is not the ideal for softball. I know that's been a discussion in baseball about moving the season later to help the Midwest schools in the North as far as playing home games earlier in the year. Is that something you would even consider before, or do you like the way the season is now in softball?
Oh, well, February is not spring anywhere, you know, so we can't play here. But I've coached a lot of places, and it's not pleasant to play there anyway. It's not pleasant to play there either. So when I was down in Athens and we're playing home tournaments in March, it's freezing. Like, that's not fun. And then same thing at Stanford. You know, it's cold, and up in Oregon, it's raining the entire time. So I think it's a very small portion of the country where it's comfortable to play softball in February. So, you know, we joke that actually being in Minnesota is almost better because we go to the warm places, the ones that have to try to host home tournaments during that time, and it's not quite spring yet. That gets a little dicey. But no, it's not spring, and hopefully we can find a way to move our season back. I think that would benefit the entire sport. So I know that there's always talk about that, but it's definitely important.
A couple other things have been talked about around the sport. Of course, the big thing is this year they changed the postseason. Super regionals are now single games. Do you like the direction that it's going with that? And maybe we could see that in regionals down the road as well, where it's single games in a day instead of playing double headers like you know, they've been doing. Maybe go more of the baseball model, or what's your thoughts on those changes?
I think the single games are so important. You know, you're getting down to a super regional, and you're talking about the most important game in the if game of those two teams' whole season, and to turn around and play it back-to-back, you know, I just don't think makes all that much sense. When you look at the time that we spend as teams out at the field on a doubleheader day, you know, outside of golf, it's not really congruent with the amount of time that anyone else spends. And it's a long time to be out on the field. So I think that coming back and playing that game on the next day after, you know, both teams are fresh, you've gotten a night's sleep, and you're ready to go, I think it makes all the sense in the world.
Talk about the Big Ten, 2017, always a tough year. It's an imbalanced schedule. You don't play everybody during the regular season. For example, you don't play Michigan for the second year in a row. You do go to Nebraska. You go to Illinois. You host Indiana, host Northwestern, at Wisconsin for a couple. You host Iowa and on the schedule as well. Give me your thoughts on the whole Big Ten 2017, because obviously a lot of talk about Michigan, but there's a lot of other good teams in the Big Ten that has proven to be one of the top conferences in the league, in the sport.
Absolutely. Our conference is so much fun. So we're excited to go to all those places, you know, tremendous places to play, tremendous programs to play against. I'm really fortunate as a young coach in this conference to have coaches within the program, or coaches within the conference to look up to. When you talk about Carol Hutchins at Michigan, and you talk about Rhonda Ravel at Nebraska and Kate Drohan at Northwestern, you know, just great, great mentors and competitors, who are fun to compete against every day. So the conference is absolutely strong, and we're excited to see what it looks like this year.
Do you feel as a league that there should be more done to get more, you should get more respect? Because I would like to see, like, for example, I felt like you should have hosted maybe a couple years ago as well, not only the year that you hosted, but you should have hosted multiple times. And that, you know, you've been right up there with Michigan. Instead of just being Michigan hosting, there should be multiple teams from the Big Ten and not be so southern of a sport. That's kind of my concern about it. Is there anything from the Big Ten standpoint you think that should be done? Or is it one of those things where the committee just kind of needs to kind of open their eyes a little bit and look at the Big Ten softball and how great it is?
Well, I think there's a couple conversations there. You know, first, we've got to take care of business on our end and make sure that we're winning the games that we need in order to host. So, you know, I think 2 years ago, we looked pretty good going into the tournament and lost our opening game in the Big Ten tournament, and that hurt us. And then last year we had some big wins but some bad losses, and that hurt us. So there's things that we need to do on our end to help the committee make those decisions. So we look at ourselves first. You know, I think the other piece, I do think that there's something to be said for traveling the first 8 weeks of the season. You know, we don't use it as an excuse because it's what we do, and we're fortunate to have a great budget and be able to do it. But as far as setting up tournament schedules and setting up matchups and picking pitching matchups and whatnot, there's some advantages to hosting tournaments. And I don't think that's necessarily reflected in the RPI, and I think it would be a good thing if it was.
Couple last things before I let you go. Talk about your staff, your coaching staff, and the staff around you that helps you build this program up, because it's not just one person. It's a lot of hours working, and you've got a great support staff there with your coaching staff and beyond.
Absolutely. I have who I think are the best assistant coaches in the country. Jessica Merchant is our associate head coach, and Piper Ritter is our pitching coach. And the two of them are just so good at what they do. You know, Jess works with our infield, and we work on the hitters together, and Coach Ritter has full control over the pitching staff. And I tell everybody that I love showing up to work every day because they are great at what they do. They love Minnesota softball, and they're absolutely the reason why we are where we're at today. You know, we're also very fortunate in Minnesota to be highly supported from the administrative side. So our director of operations, Michael Kylo Kittleson, does all of the behind-the-scenes work. So she does all of the social media stuff and the videos and all of the travel and taking everything off of our plate so that we can just focus on recruiting and coaching, which is wonderful. And then we have great strength coaches, academic center. You know, really, Minnesota treats its sports well, and we are very well taken care of here.
And I can say I enjoy her work as far as doing the videos. I've seen them on social media. She does a fantastic job with that. I've been impressed. One of the best that I've seen across the country, which is great because it's not every school has that ability to do that to it and support the softball program like that. So that's a huge advantage and a huge benefit for your program as well.
Absolutely. You know, they say hire people who are good at things that you're not very good at. And Michael absolutely fits that mold. So she loves what she does. She's creative. She's great at what she does, and we are very fortunate to have her.
Last thing, what's going to be the key for your team between now and the start of the season? What you want to see from your team you got to improve or work on to accomplish the goals you've set internally?
Well, we just have to continue to get better. You know, there's little pieces here and there, and that's going to change day to day as we try to implement new things offensively and in the circle and whatnot. But just being able to stay steady and continue to get a little bit better every day. You know, it sounds so easy in theory, but I think that's the difference between the teams who are successful at the end of the year and the teams who struggle a little bit in the end of the year, that throughout the season and the grind that is the season is to continue to improve and find ways to get better.
That's Minnesota's head coach, Jessica Hallister. The Gopher season starts February 10th in Austin, Texas. They'll take on Maryland. For all the details on Minnesota softball and follow them all year long, go to gophersports.com. Coach, I appreciate you taking the time from your busy schedule. Looking forward to seeing how your season plays out. We're rooting for you from afar, and good luck this year, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Eric.
No problem.
And thanks again to Coach Hallister for joining us here on the podcast. And Vic, I tell you, I mean, I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's done a tremendous job at Minnesota. I mean, and I alluded to it in the interview. This was a program that really wasn't expected to be a top program to challenge in the Big Ten, but she has turned it into that, where the expectations are super high. And they got great facilities. And, you know, we addressed it in the interview. I hope that Minnesota and or other Big Ten teams that move up, and other than Michigan, have opportunities to host, because I think that'd be good for the game.
I think it'd be good for the game if you get more northern schools in general to host.
Yeah.
Not just Michigan, not just Minnesota, more schools in the north, because it seems to be relegated to the south, the southwest, and the west coast schools.
Yeah, and I think the Big Ten's a better league than I think people, as I said that in the interview, I think the Big Ten is softball is a lot better than I think it gets credited for, because I think people just dismiss it because of the region and the location, and I think they've got some good depth there, and I don't think it should just be Michigan that hosts every year, and Minnesota hosted a couple years ago, and they certainly have the ability to host, and I thought they should have hosted a couple years ago. We addressed that in the interview, You know, but coach, you know, and to credit to Coach Alistair, she said, hey, look, we got to take care of our own business. You can't go, you know, we have opportunities, got to win the games we're going to win and go from there. So, but you look at their schedule because, you know, obviously they're in the Midwest. You can't start at home this early in the season with the weather. They're going to be on the road. They're going to have a tough schedule. And I think there's something to be said for that. So, but I'm excited. I like Minnesota a lot this year. You look at the pitching depth. She mentioned it in the interview. It's the most depth she's ever had in Minnesota, and that's saying something. She had Sarah Moulton and Grona Wolgan at one point, but now I like their depth. The offense is young, but they've got a lot of upside there as well.
And the thing is, they're going to be games where the offense is going to carry the pitching. Yeah. And there are going to be games that you know that if you could just scrape together two, three runs together, that might be enough.
Yeah.
And when you're playing in a league like the Big Ten, as competitive as it is, and not just Michigan – you got to mention Northwestern. You got to mention Ohio State. You got to mention Nebraska. You got to mention Illinois. So those days of just skating through the Big Ten and setting up your showdown with Michigan, right, those days are long gone.
Well, in Minnesota, again, Minnesota and Michigan don't play in the regular season. The conference tournament will be held in Ann Arbor this year. But you mentioned Nebraska is very good as well. But Minnesota's very good. So, again, to follow more on Minnesota softball, go to gophersports.com. And, Vic, for us, our information, tell the audience where they can find us.
Follow us on Twitter, in the Circle SB, approaching 500 followers. We certainly thank you for that. Of course, you can follow us on our blog, InTheCircleBlog.wordpress.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Podomatic and iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, In The Circle SB, and send us an email, InTheCircleSB.
Thanks again to Coach Alistair and the Minnesota program. We wish him very well. And until next time, for Victor Anderson, I'm Eric Lopez. Keep it here for the latest in the 2017 softball season right here on In The Circle.